and Syria, like Jordan and Lebanon. No European country has done more than Britain in this regard. Were it not for that massive aid, the numbers making the perilous journey to Europe today would be even higher. Now, we've already accepted around 5,000 Syrians, and we've introduced a specific resettlement scheme alongside those we already have to help those Syrian refugees particularly at risk. As I said earlier this week, we will accept thousands more under these existing schemes, and we keep them under review. And given the scale of the crisis and the suffering of people, today I can announce that we will do more, providing resettlement for thousands more Syrian refugees. We will continue with our approach of taking them from the refugee camps. This provides them with a more direct and safe route to the United Kingdom, rather than risking the hazardous journey which has tragically cost so many of their lives. We will discuss how best to design these schemes and the numbers we will take with NGOs and with our partners. And we will set out more details next week. Alongside this, Britain will continue to work with partners to tackle the conflict in Syria, to provide support to the region, to go after the smuggling gangs exploiting these people, and we'll continue to save lives at sea. HMS Enterprise remains in the Mediterranean alongside the Border Force cutters, and together with HMS Bulwark, they have now rescued more than 6,700 people. Britain will act with our head and our heart, providing refuge for those in need while working on long-term solutions to this crisis. As I said earlier in the week, that means bringing to an end the conflicts that are driving so many to flee, including the bloodbath that has engulfed Syria. Thank you.
David Cameron speaking live in Portugal. Well, let's get reaction from British people who have been helping